Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we'll talk about quantum computing and cryptocurrencies. So let's get right started with this new story that essentially is about quantum computing. Now, it says here quantum computing poses no realistic threat to Bitcoin and citing some research. But before we get kind of into this news story, let's talk about what quantum computing exactly is. So for the podcast listeners, I'm opening up the Wikipedia page for quantum computing. Without going too much into the technical details, and you can read pretty much the technical article here on Wikipedia, essentially one sentence or two sentences here. Whereas common digital computing requires that the data be encoded into binary digits, so-called bits, each of which is always in one of two definitive states, zero or one, quantum computation uses quantum bits, which can be in superpositions of states. So quantum computing essentially is quite an upgrade to normal computing as we know it. It will bring in much faster kind of computing speeds and will technically pose a certain amount of risk, mainly for cryptography. Why? Essentially because you can make or calculate more things in shorter periods of time. Essentially, you can crack certain cryptographic codes, and this could be a problem not just for normal passwords or normal kind of normal classical encryption as we know it, but it could also kind of pose a risk for cryptocurrencies, because as you know, cryptocurrencies have two main things that could potentially be a risk for quantum computing. One is a 51% attack, meaning if a quantum computer comes up in the world that can kind of overmine, if you will, the mining power of certain cryptocurrencies, it could technically create a 51% attack. Now, this is very unlikely to happen, because currently the mining power from NVIDIA and other miners are still quite strong, so that shouldn't be a problem right away. Now, the second of all is, of course, kind of guessing the private keys. As you know, the private keys is a kind of a combination of different signs or numbers or characters that are being used in order to kind of keep your cryptocurrency safe. So you get a public address and you get a private key, and only you should keep that private key in order to kind of access the cryptocurrencies. Now, in this news story, it's actually talking essentially about some research by Jeffrey Tucker. He's the editorial director at the American Institute of Economic Research. And he is saying, is of the view that the fear of quantum computing as an existential threat to Bitcoin and other blockchain applications is based on scaremongering and ignorance. Now, the meaning of this is essentially, currently, there is a lot of hype around quantum computing. If you look at quantum computing, or if you look at even the top 10, 20 cryptocurrencies, the issue is that two or three of them are actually kind of advertising by saying we are quantum proof. So if quantum computers come up in the world, this cryptocurrency will be safe. So a lot of people invest with kind of that in mind and say, okay, if quantum computing becomes like this general thing, then my cryptocurrency will be safe, because you cannot crack what is quantum proof or quantum resistant, if you will. Now, the issue with this statement is currently quantum computing is still years away. So it is quite expensive to kind of create a quantum computer. And before they will kind of be bought in stores and all of these things, I think another 5 to 10 years at least will have to pass in order for quantum computers to become this ubiquitous computing devices. The article continues here. The entire base of blockchain technology is to crowdsource solutions for problems, including security threats potentially posed by quantum computing. And this is what makes blockchain networks superior to centrally planned networks and platforms, insisting that any potential security risks are solvable. Now, obviously, this is what Tucker here is saying is on quite an important fact. This is programmable money, if you will, or a programmable currency. So even if a problem has been found, you can, for example, patch it. We had a couple of days ago, we had this issue with, for example, EOS. Before the mainnet launch, there was some information about EOS having trouble or kind of security holes. They have been patched already, and this is kind of the beauty. The network can still continue as is. Now, kind of what the article continues here is Tucker references a research paper published by Dr. Gavin Brennan, a quantum physicist in Sydney, Australia, who is globally respected authority on the subject of quantum computing. Now, says here, the results indicate that quantum technology as we imagine it and quantum technology as it currently exists are still far away from each other. Now, this is exactly the thing. Now, obviously, in research or if you're in military or all of these things, quantum computing is probably being used these days. That doesn't mean that quantum technology to mine cryptocurrencies is being used as of today. Now, should you be kind of scared of quantum computing, and is this kind of a problem if you're an investor? I think not. I think right now it is not a problem, because I have to be absolutely honest, when we're talking about security risks, there are almost in everything you're using, there are a certain amount of security risks. But what is the major or main security risk for all of these devices, be it mobile phones, computers, networks, all of these things, is in the first point, the human being. Humans are more of a potential security risk than actual devices, because devices can be hacked and can be patched, but a human person is kind of an easy target to hack quite quickly. There is an area in computer security called social engineering, and the idea is that without actually hacking a computer system, you are hacking the person, if you will, and are getting to that amount of information. There are different kind of things you can do in order to protect yourself, two-factor authentication, all of these things, a password manager, etc., etc. But I think the most important thing is to also have a healthy amount of paranoia, if you will. So I wouldn't, for example, if somebody calls you and tells you, well, I'm from your bank, please give me your e-banking password because there has been a security breach, you wouldn't give it to them because you won't believe that the bank has had actually this problem. Same as, for example, spam emails, be it from PayPal or allegedly PayPal, obviously, and that says, well, your account has been hacked, we need you to kind of reset or give us your previous password, something like this. And this is exactly the kind of things that you need to keep in mind as well. Cryptocurrency won't be different in that area. It will also have security holes and patches that will be created. However, if you as a human being kind of realize that you are the first target, for example, for your ledger or for your private key or for stuff like this, like even in crypto, we see all these scams floating around, be it on Twitter, or what I've also seen is kind of the airdrop for this XYZ coin is coming, just add your public key here and we'll send you the currency directly. And the second step is actually to enter your private key. And this is, I mean, stuff like this is really problematic. So you have to be really, really careful about these things. Use VPNs, always go HTTPS, try to check for kind of the certificate of the websites, use a ledger, kind of stay updated with your computer and with your system, even the ledger and all of these things, they will also update if there is something happening. So the essence of this episode is to, as an investor, kind of calm you down and make you realize that yes, quantum computing is coming. Yes, quantum computing will be kind of a problem, but at the same time, you will be kind of in danger before that if you're not careful in this cryptocurrency world by not kind of being secured in different with securing your devices, your passwords, and all of these things. Yeah, and with that, guys, we're already at the end of today's short episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast. I will see you on the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.